It's my contention, and we're going to get into this a lot more, that the mayor is campaigning for Trump, Bill Peduto, for a lot of different reasons. And he did it recently when he told city folks to go to the mall. It's not our, leave the homeless people alone. Don't make any arrests downtown. Just let it go. Then he told a bunch of folks that he wants to get rid of fossil fuels, which would mean 100,000 jobs in our region. He's campaigning for Trump. He really is. It's a fact. I sent him a piece written this morning in the Wall Street Journal by Selena Zito, and it pretty much says labor's going off. I was told last night that Bill Peduto right now is a man on a political island, that everyone in this town that has any political juice is hacked off at him by what he did and by what he's doing. And I've been told that he pretty much says to hell with you. And he's going for the windmills and the solar panels and the tree farms, the Christmas tree farms. Man. There's my man, Nikki. Thank you, Nikki. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
Excellent.
I just want to offer two quick comments. First, I'm not sure what planet Mayor Peduto is on these days. Any mayor in the Northeast in particular that had all the things at his disposal that he had would be so grateful. We've got some of the most responsible corporations anywhere in this country. And to have the possibility of not only having one cracker plant, which is a $6 billion commitment,
hold on a second,
two or
hey, Jerry.
There, coming there, to your area,
Larry. There are 7,200 employees there right now. Jerry, 7,200,
yeah.
Man.
I know.
100 cranes, 100. Man.
They're using state of the art technology, so that's going to be the cleanest cracker plant in the world.
In the world.
And there's a possibility we might get two more. And I, Marty, just retired from 31 years working for a national trade association that works for big companies. And I manage the Northeast, kind of. And I can tell you, there is no city, no town that has the corporate leaders that we do that do as much to make this community better.
So let me answer my question.
Lucky. We're so blessed.
Jerry, answer my question, because I think that Bill Peduto is campaigning for Trump.
I don't think he thinks that, but
no,
I think
no,
you're right.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Every single man and woman in a pickup truck, thank you, any single person out there working with their hands, any welder, any construction foreman, any restaurateur, they have three hotels, new ones, around the cracker plant. Hotels, man. Peduto says, shut it down. He's taking on all my friends in big labor, union guys, that called me. We can't stand Peduto. All of them. Look, I don't spend time around the mayor. I just don't get the time. He's a busy guy. I'm a busy guy. I think he's very smart in his own way, but I think he's aligned himself with the windmill folks, with the solar farm folks, and with the tree farm folks. And by the way, I might add that the cracker plant is not in Pittsburgh. He wants to shut it down. He wants to eliminate all fossil fuels. Is Bill Peduto campaigning for Trump? Sure he is. Sure he is. Why would you vote? See, what happens is there's a crossover here. There's a spillover here. Folks, it comes down to payday, man. I mean, it just does. Let me tell you this. If I'm working at the cracker plant and I'm a Democrat and Bill Peduto makes those comments, I don't care if Donald Trump pulls his pants down. I'm voting for him. I'm serious. It just comes down to dollars and cents, and that's what makes sense. So my argument is valid. Bill Peduto is campaigning for Trump. Prove me wrong. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. So, and then, with his leftist beliefs, that far-left socialist beliefs, that just leave the homeless downtown alone. Well, there have been 10 or so stabbings. There's been a homicide as a result of a stabbing. There have been shootings. There's a guy paralyzed. Police officers can't stand them. They can't stand them. They will not make arrests downtown unless it's major felony, because they believe the mayor says, leave everybody alone. So you think I'm being ridiculous saying, is Bill Peduto campaigning for the mayor, for Trump? Sure he is. If I own a business downtown, I talked to a big shot who lives downtown. Big shot. He said, every day, five times, I get solicited by aggressive panhandlers. This guy's a Democrat. I'm not voting for a Democratic presidential candidate. And it's a lash out against Peduto and these principles. Is Bill Peduto campaigning for Trump? Trump might as well send him some money. 866-391-1020. Hey, check this out. Here's what Trump said. I was elected to represent the citizens of Pittsburgh, not Paris. I was elected to represent the citizens of Pittsburgh, not Paris. This is from the Wall Street Journal. Mr. Peduto balked at that comparison, yet many locals see him acting as if he were the mayor of Paris and not Pittsburgh. Labor leader Darren Kelly, friend of mine, said since he took on the mayor, he's been overwhelmed by calls of support from labor. We are not backing down. This is a Democratic labor leader going at the mayor of a Democratic city. Bill Peduto is campaigning for Donald Trump. Prove me wrong. 866-391-1020. That's me. The mayor, Mr. Peduto, sent me a text that said, Trumpudo. Trumpudo. Because it's my assertion that he's campaigning for Trump, and that with sometimes with his random behavior, i.e. telling folks downtown to go to the mall, for example, telling folks that he'd like to shut down the cracker plant, that anybody downwind is in danger, and he won't support any sort of fossil fuels, using them at all. He wants windmills, tree farms, and solar power plants. Solar panels. Ain't no solar power plants. He would shut down all the coal-fired power plants. He would quit using any natural gas. This is the truth. It's 100,000 jobs right now. Have you been to this, by this cracker plant? It's bizarre. I said there were 100 cranes out there. You know the construction cranes? Someone called and said 125. There's 7,300 jobs there, man. Three new hotels. Peduto says it's bad. Thus, so what you do is you take everyone who's, most of these folks are Democrats that are working out there. They just are hardworking Americans. Thrilled to have a gig. The economy's growing, booming. Peduto says shut it down. What's his replacement plan? Huh? What's his alternative? Huh? Doi. Thus, my theory that he's campaigning for Trump. Trump Dudo. Just saying. Prove me wrong. 866-391-1020. Go ahead, Ken.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Marty. I think you're wrong about that because of what? There's two reasons.
Yeah.
For one, when Trump came to town with the Jewish, I don't know the student name, but got shot up.
What?
For Dudo and that all disappeared.
Yeah, they wouldn't appear
on
stage. It's got you're not listening to me. And when you don't know the name of the Tree of Life, you're out of the conversation. When you trivialize something so ridiculously violent and so significant to this community, you're out of the conversation. Seriously. My friend Anthony, always in the conversation. Go.
Look, you know I am a staunch Democrat for over 40 years.
Yes.
First election I participated in was when I turned 21, because a lot of people don't realize it wasn't always 18. It was 21 up until 77. And I voted for Carter. I've been a Democrat ever since. This man is a disgrace. He doesn't like labor.
He doesn't.
He doesn't like tech, because remember, he had a feud with Uber to the point where they went to Columbus, a lot of their facility.
Yeah.
This guy is completely out of touch. Jack Wagner, this is what we were pushing for, but these millennials, they came off the boat, and they got their commander-in-chief now.
I was told his strings are being pulled by the very environmental-based Heinz family, is what I'm being told. But that might
Okay. See, that's why a real mayor would have been upset about higher property tax.
Right.
Not this guy.
No.
He embraces it.
He did.
He embraces this kind of stuff. He is a hindrance. Not only him, but you've got Elizabeth Warren, yes. Bernie Sanders, yes. all those. We used to call them back in the day in the black community limousine liberals, because they would always come in and tell you what's good for you. And that's what this crowd does. This man has more in common with Hugo Chavez than he does with Barack Obama.
So. You might not want to say this, but you got to agree with Trump when he says, I was elected to represent the citizens of Pittsburgh, not Paris, that Peduto would rather represent Paris.
Well, at this point, the evidence is clear.
Right.
I mean, see, this is how ironic this is. Let's be clear. That plant that's out there, that happened under Corbett and Obama. He didn't try to hinder natural gas and cracker plant.
No,
he didn't.
This
tells you he is more far left than Barack Obama was.
He is.
He's scary.
And
he's going to hurt Pittsburgh.
And he has a 70% approval rating within the city, so he can't be touched.
He with millennials, I'm telling you, the real rank and file need to come out. We need to get rid of it. Honestly, I wish we could start a petition to get rid of him just from his go-to-the-mall comments. That was a disgrace.
Hey, before I let you go.
This guy makes Ravenstahl look like Richard Calangieri.
At least Luke knew what he could do. He could watch ESPN and drive around in a car making out with girls.
But he stayed out of the way of business.
He did.
Not this dude.
No.
All he wants to do is sit around with his tea-sipping buddies and talk about what business we can destroy today. He's an embarrassment.
And he hasn't come out and pulled back on these comments about the cracker plant, which is ignorant.
He hasn't pulled back on the comment about go to the mall if you don't want to be accosted by hobos.
Hey, before I let you go, because I'm going to bring this up later, can Bloomberg take on Trump and beat him?
Bloomberg, it's too late for Bloomberg. He should have got in from the get-go. They're all worried about Biden. I can understand that, but Biden's clear. Listen, let me just say this quickly.
Yeah.
As a Democrat, a real Democrat, we know that Iowa and New Hampshire, which are 98% white, are not a true representative of the Democratic Party. If Biden can hold off to South Carolina, he'll sweep the South, and that'll get rid of all those millennial lovers like Warren and them.
Thank you. I love him. He's honestly, I've said this from the first time he called when I started, I don't know, man, 12 years ago with T. He could be a talk host, and he was a talk host, and his son is unbelievably passionate and engaging. So when I see Anthony's name, whether we fight or not is irrelevant. What he does is he brings substance more than just sizzle. So it's my contention, and you kind of get it now, right? That Pittsburgh has a mayor that's campaigning for Trump. And by the way, how ironic, he can't stand Trump. He can't stand anything Trump represents. I sent a link to the Wall Street Journal piece, which says labor sides with big oil and a feud with Pittsburgh's mayor. I'm trying to get Selena Zito, very cool writer. How ironic. I sent a link to the mayor, and I sent a link to Tim McNulty, his fantastic press secretary, and we'll try to get the mayor, but it's highly unlikely. Is Peduto campaigning for Trump? 866-391-1020. Sure he is. Triple A Traffic brought to you by Bowser Chevrolet in Beaver Falls and Monroeville. Here is Kathy. Good morning.